What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
I'm your co-host, Snuff.
So, now that we're trying this again, because we already had technical difficulties for, like, the 30th time.
I didn't hear the intro, just so you know.
Oh, no, I did. We're fine.
Okay, as long as we're fine.
Mm-hmm, we're good. So, what's on the agenda today?
Well, you already know what it is, but the listeners don't.
To act surprised.
Every now and again, they put us in a weird studio, and we don't get our room because it's being rented out.
It's the normal, typical, behind-the-scenes shit show.
Fucking New York City. What do you want to do? Anyway, today's episode is about two different categories and how we are going to see them, envision them, and what they could parlay into and, you know, different kinds of things like that.
Okay.
One of them is stance, which everybody knows what the fuck a stance car is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Certain camber, certain fitment. The wider ones, you know, wilder ones have wide bodies and so on and so forth.
Okay, so I guess the better question, because now we're going to switch it up from our first outtake.
Oh, God.
Where do you see the modding game going to? Like, where do you see the customizing of cars going to?
Oh, it's going back to the early 2000s.
You think so?
Oh, so. Look at the idiots. Come on. How far do you have to go to see something with candy paint on it?
Granted, yes, we're talking about it not too long ago about the famous hashtag of the quote-unquote new trend that is not new, but whatever,
it's
sake of argument's sake.
Sexy spec.
Yeah, that back in our day was just called a show car.
Yeah, where the fitment is garbage.
Mm-hmm, yes. Fitment really became popular, what, mid-2010s, 2012, 2013 at most?
Fitment wasn't popular until I did it, okay?
No, oh, my fucking God. Kill me now.
Invented Fitment.
Jesus
no,
Christ.
I did not.
But no, honestly, like, it was never a fucking thing. Like, it was never a fucking thing like that. Not to, like, I can see the popularity of it because it does look nice. Mm-hmm. Quote unquote, having the correct fitment on the car or having a little bit more poke, whatever it is. But back then, that was like the last thing you were thinking of. You were getting a nice set of wheels. You were lowered already, or if you weren't on coils, you were on bags. And to put it simply, is your points were there.
What do you mean?
Like if you're doing all this shit, that's face the facts. You weren't going to meets because either way, meets wasn't even a fucking thing either back then.
So oh, wait, when hold on. We're in 2024. How many societies lived to today?
What do you mean?
Oh, you forgot already.
What?
Go on. Season one, society this, society that, society this, society that.
Yes.
Name one you know that's still alive.
None.
Hold that. Hold that fat fucking L.
Yeah, no, sadly, it's for the love of God, I'm not even saying it as a joke or to even be mean about it. It's just
no, but you said it in one episode. They'll be dead in a year.
I mean,
they don't exist anymore, right? I could talk about it.
I mean, yeah, you kind of can because you know.
Let's use Chain Society as an example.
God, here we go. I knew you were gonna fucking go for them first, right for the juggler.
Right? They used to be a thing, right?
Yeah, they were a thing in town, actually. Yeah. Now
and then
as the ball of hay just rolled by. But you know what it is? It's what was cool.
And
what
shout out Jared for joining Chain Society, and shout out his crazy girlfriend Paula. You fucking bitch.
God, this is gonna go south so fucking quick.
She eat a fat dick.
God, like, dude, we're like 15 minutes in.
I don't care. Holy shit.
That's a record first for us. Normally, we're at least semi warmed up.
What's her relevancy? She crashed the fucking STI.
No. To get back on track.
Colgate.
Oh my God. To get back on track. What was cool when you were seeing all these crews pop up out of nowhere is, you know, you get hope because, you know, the car game is a really dying breed to a certain degree. And it's a dying hobby. So when you start seeing, you know, cars with logos or whatever the hell, you're like, shit, okay, you know, there's possibility, there's hope. You kind of have like that positive outlook towards it.
Yeah.
Now what happens with certain groups, teams, societies, whatever the fuck you want to call them, they kind of just, like, stay there.
No, what happens is one jerk off takes his banner off, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one.
No, that's already, like, the inside group politics or whatever the fuck, and that's usually always happens regardless of the fact. I'm talking about in general, like, as a whole. Sometimes, like, they'll come out swinging hard, and it dies out. Or they come out, you know, steady, and they just continue steady.
Hold on. I want to see if you remember something.
What?
A mutual friend of ours, a past team member, owned a team.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. Okay.
What was Hova's team's name? I could kill you right now.
Street Elements.
Street Element is correct.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. And at a certain point, it became like a subdivision of C4.
Yes, it was.
And then what usually always happens, little by little, one will out-eat the other. Not on purpose. But you start mingling with other people. Mm. And little by little, they kind of...
take over the other one.
Take over the other one. Which, little by little... all the S, all like the SC cars. Yeah, that's what that was the nickname.
SC, SC's cars. That's correct.
Became C4 cars. Because at that rate, they were like, yo, why are we just like rocking two? Fuck it. Just, we're all together anyway.
Street Element who?
And that's what happened. I mean, that's happened a lot throughout the car game history with other teams.
So you think it's a bad idea if two car teams hang out constantly? Eventually, one will eat the other one.
Yeah, that always happens. It's not even in a bad way, because I've seen people do it in a bad way.
Care to elaborate?
Been there, done that. I've seen it.
Wait. You've been one of the teams who've done it in a bad way?
No. Never, never. We've always hung out with other teams and all that, but little by little, they either...
starts with the ass grabbing.
Yeah, yeah. The second the first ass grab happens and like the first like nut slap, it's just like, bro.
Put on my banner.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why. Must be the fingers. Anyway.
He's so fucked up in the head.
But yeah, I've seen other crews do it in a bad way to then take other cars.
But what would that consist of, doing it in a bad way?
I mean, usually when we've been around and we've been hearing the other teams do this in the past, it was always like, oh, you shouldn't take that from him. Like instigating an issue with other crew's members. We've seen that. We've seen it like happening live at shows and stuff. And like some of these people are just like easy to like kind of, you know, flip the switch.
Twist their balls and push.
And, you know, it may take like, I've seen people like go in hard, like really go after like certain people for like a while, dude, like a while. And before the season's done, like
they're already rocking. They sell the Passat and buy a fucking Acura.
They're already rocking. They're already rocking the other logo already. Like before the season's done, type of shit. What's always ended up happening with us is, I'll give you a perfectly good example that my boy Henry reminded me of when we were working on his car.
The 80-year-old who banged the 19-year-old?
No, stupid. No, we're not going down that road.
Okay.
We're not going down that rabbit hole. We were with a rival team for years.
What was the team's name?
Infamous Creations.
That's a cool name.
It is a cool name. Now, we were talking, now I say that Henry reminded me of this because we were talking about, he saw the logo on the car. He goes, holy shit, you brought it back. He was out of the loop. So we're like, yeah, we got some of the guys that are looking at the old pictures and we're like, yo, bro, you should bring that back. And I was just like, no, I don't want to bring it back.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Wait. Stop. What? That's not how the story went.
What?
About why we have the old logos, but...
yeah, you and Amanda were down my fucking throat because you guys wanted the fucking old banner back. There. Did I fix it? Did I correct it?
There you go.
Sounds about right?
Yep. Continue.
So, yeah, like, yeah, long story short, whatever, I brought the old one back. He goes, oh my God, it looks so much cooler now than it was back then. Because, I mean, back then it was the same C4, but it was just, you know, Custom Creations Car Club, the original name of the team. It just got boring as fuck to say Custom Creations Car Club like over and over again. So that's why I just got creative and blah, blah, blah. History.
And that's how C3 happened.
So you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, four. I'm sorry.
Typo. So yeah, we were just talking about the logo and all that. He goes, oh, do you remember when? Because that other old team, Infamous Creations, just had a normal plain banner. That's literally Infamous Creations.
Really special big font, a special oil slick, like, you know, the other guys.
Oil slick wasn't a thing. So, you know, that's new vinyls now. But they had the big banner, you know, going across the top of the windshield.
Ignorant red? What are we talking here?
It was just ignorantly big.
What color?
In any color you wanted at really? That time.
And multiple colors?
Yeah, they had multiple colors. I do have to admit that the two-tone matching it to our cars wasn't our thing first. That I will say, and I will take it, because we were one of the first ones. Because nobody was ever getting that creative with, like, a team banner. They were just like, hey, a sticker and, you know, stick it on the car and let's go.
No, we have to be uniform. That's us.
But we were the ones really like, that. We got to try and make this cooler to match our cars.
Isn't that always our style, though?
Yeah, but back then, nobody was thinking about double-layering vinyls. We were seeing it done for, like, you know, on commercial side of it, and that's where we started going, that would be cool if we can do it like that.
But at the end of the day, this is a brand, and any banner we wear is a commercial for the brand.
Yeah, but in that time frame, it was never really thought of that way. Oh, my God, this is, like, you know, you tell me fucking 15 years back me, you know, we'll be in Times Square. It will be a dream. I will say, oh, my God, I hope one day, but I would never be like, fuck out of here. That's never going to happen.
And then?
You know what I mean?
The same thing with the podcast, dude.
It's the same thing with pretty much everything that we've been able to pull off till now, to be 100% honest. It's always been a pipe dream or, you know, something in the back burner. And, you know, if the time arises and
we get to it.
It's a good time frame for it, we jump at it. So to not stray too far from the story, you know, we were always like, that would be cool. Because we would see it on commercial trucks, you know, cars, storefronts, whatever the fuck, if we could do it like that. But it would be cool if we could match it to our cars. And that's where we started working with vinyl shops. Can you do it with double layers? You know, they were too expensive at first. You know, one banner, I remember at one point we were all paying like $25 for the banner, $30 for a banner to get it matched.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, vinyl got cheaper, so, you know, the price got lower or whatever. But we were talking about it, and I say all this now because we're like, oh, do you remember when, you know, my old VP, he was the crazy. He was the wild one. He was the one that if the car looked good at a stoplight, he'd put his car in park, roll out of his car, walk up to you, and knock on your window. And, like, all the OGs that are listening to this now are all going to laugh now.
Yeah, but you can't do that nowadays because everybody's got a cordless hole puncher, and he would have wound up with a hole in him.
No, but you know what it is now? Now it's the day and age of Instagram. You don't have to resort to that. Back then, there was no IG. And most of what we had was MySpace.
Yeah, flip phones.
You know what I mean? And like the pictures. Corny flip phones, 100%. But again, I'm saying all this because he's like, oh, do you remember when it was like cool as hell? We were, you know, everybody was like, yo, dude, the banners look awesome. They're just so cool. We were getting so much credit for it and the shows. And we're like, yo, we were like all pumped up about it. It's dumb as shit when you think of it now, but we were pumped about it. My famous, lovely VP Tony goes to our rival team. You guys should do like the same. And I remember I wanted to fucking murder him. I wanted to just take his head and bash it into everything next to me. I swear to God. Like, why the fuck would you do that, bro? That's like, that's our competition team. Like, you don't do shit like that. That's our stuff. That's our copyright. Like, that's our signature.
Tear him an asshole for that?
Yeah, in the sense, like, you know, we all yelled at him type of shit, but... And I remember the other crew was like, yeah, that is a cool idea. Thanks, man. And, like, lo and behold, they went from Infamous Creations to IC. And they copied it the same way, two-tone to their cars and the corner shot of the windshield. And I dealt with that for fucking years. It became to a point that it was like the joke. It was like the joke. They'll see, like, one of the IC cars go by.
ICC4.
That's what it later became. I'm getting to that, which is awesome fucking imagination on your end, because 100% that happened. But, you know, IC cars would roll by, and, like, the guys on the team would be like, Sonic, don't twitch. Like, your eyeball, it's twitching. Because I would just be, like, livid as shit. And I'll never forget, Tony was like, nah, fuck it, bro. Let them have that shit, too. Fuck it. It's just going to make the car game better. Mm. I never thought of it in that sense that way. I was always thinking about it, you know, exclusive. You know, we pulled it off. We thought of it first, and this should be ours. Now when you think about it later on, you're just like, hey, it wasn't so far off, to be honest. Because I'm seeing it now in a different angle, the whole entire car game and car scene.
Okay. Elaborate, you know, I mean, a little bit.
So it was funny. Like I said, me and Henry were just talking. He goes, yeah, do you remember? You're fucking livid. You wanted to kill this guy. I'm like, yeah, bro. This motherfucker gave them like the full green okay, light. The thumbs up to do and copy the same style.
Let me ask something. If you were standing next to him, why didn't you look at him and say, absolutely not. Fuck him. You know what? You're part of their team now.
It was one of those things that at the heat of the moment, I mean, we're all young. So we
you took it as out a, and you're like, ha ha ha.
No, we took it as a joke.
And then they did it.
But then they did it. And then we were like, not the repercussions because it was whatever, but like you saw it for like, you know, a few seasons through, like a few years they lasted. But to get to that, to go back to like the whole topic of like the team merging into another yes. one or whatever, their VP got like tired of it, disappeared. They gave the title to another guy. He became the team lead or president, whatever the fuck you want to call him.
What'd he drive?
A mean ass actual Nissan Altima. Like this thing was.
Hold, you're gonna tell me Altima, and then you're gonna say mean ass. There's no such thing as a cool.
He was
Altima.
The first and only one to fully get a GTR and put it inside an Altima.
Wait, what?
When the GTR first came out, homeboy went and did it. He swapped out everything
for a GTR interior,
motor, axles, Brembos, the wheels.
What year GTR?
When they first came out.
You know how many generations?
No, the ones here in the States now. I'm not talking about an R32 and R34. The R35.
Eh.
But when they were first here.
Eh.
He pulled it off and did an entire swap on the Altima. Custom fabrication on the axles, the whole nine yards, you name it. He made it to SEMA and everything.
He went to SEMA?
Yeah. Fully sponsored by like a whole mess of people.
Explain to me how he made it, SEMA, and not you yet.
The crazy fabrication.
You got to start sucking dick.
Yeah, I just got to stick a GTR and like underneath Blue's hood and just be like, ta-da, twin turbos, V6. Nissan power.
No.
You know what I mean? But the end of the day, the work that he pulled out of his ass.
After this, remind me to talk to you about a unicorn part for you. And how much it costs
I'm already
you.
Thinking about it. It better be like $200 and a fucking blowjob.
No, it's going to be a couple grand, but it'll be at your door that week.
Wait, doable? Really? Yeah. All right, we'll talk about that shit later.
I didn't get to tell you.
Yeah. We'll talk about that shit later.
Shout out Richie.
If you pulled that off, yes. Good job, Richie. I didn't think it was going to happen, but we'll talk about that later. But yeah, no, this guy did some like mean-ass fabrication. End of the day, it's a Nissan Altima. But it was fully fucking done. Yeah, you think about it, you're just like, it's not like on in your head or on paper, just like, it's a fucking Altima. I'll find pictures and I'll send one to you so you can see it. But end of the day, the car was like done. He was sponsored by everyone and its mother.
Okay.
Because he was able to pull off. I mean, the car disappeared for like two seasons practically. Yo, and this guy, like.
Fabrication hell.
Yeah, you think body shop jail
prison.
Is bad?
Yeah.
Bro, you don't know about the fabrication side. And, like, you got people that are doing this for the first time. Not fabricating, but the platforms are the first time ever.
Merging.
Never been done. To this day, I still don't think any other person with a Nissan Altima has pulled this off.
Well, that's like saying...
Again, I haven't done my homework to really...
No. Hell, stop. That's like saying somebody got a penis reduction surgery. It's not going to happen because it's a stupid fucking idea.
Yeah, but it's exactly that. It's a stupid fucking idea that's never been done. And he was able to do it.
Just, that doesn't make it cool, though.
Yeah, it does.
What about that is cool to you?
Sticking a GTR inside of an Altima.
Uh-huh. And?
And you literally have a four-door GTR.
GTRs have back seats. What are we talking about right now?
Asshole. Four doors. End of the day, it was a Nissan Altima. That's
my point.
I'm
so unimpressed.
No, that's impressive. That's fucking impressive.
To who?
On so many levels.
This is going to be the poll.
Okay, fine. Poor Nick's car. Okay.
This is called idiot spec.
It's not idiot spec. But again, to get onto this.
Wait, what nationality was Nick?
I don't know, to be honest. I never...
Was he Hispanic?
No.
Because I have a really good joke for that afterwards. It has to do with idiot spec.
You're an idiot. Where to send your racist hate mail to? Where the fuck was I going with this?
How stupid the build was.
No, you're an idiot. It wasn't stupid. But anyway, my point is, as we were talking about it, you know, they all ended up going to shows with, like, no leader. That's my point.
Oh, and they just gravitated towards you?
Because at the end of the day, we were, aside from them, we were the oldest group left.
I think we still are next to Endless Pleasures.
That they knew at the time when we were all showing.
Hold on. Was Endless Pleasures around at this time?
Yes, Endless Pleasures was still around. They've been around for a while. I'm not sure as long as us, but I know they're close.
Silk City?
If I'm not mistaken. Silk City, if I'm not mistaken, please DM me, guys, if I'm wrong. My bad. I'm not sure. But I think they're definitely over 10 years. They're definitely over 10.
Elmo's been in the game that long, no?
Longer, to be honest.
So she might be around your ever time.
Yeah. Like I said, 20, we're what, 24 years in at this rate? But I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, if not 24, like 23, 20, you know, around there.
Wait. All right, so for those who don't know Elmo, she's got a GT86.
Still gorgeous with that original fucking candy paint job on it. I love that fucking thing.
It's sparkly red.
It is a gorgeous.
And it's done.
Gorgeous
when I tell
fucking
you done,
red.
I mean, like, kitted out, minty interior.
I wish she would travel more. Because that car has what it takes to get stupid exposure.
I'm just waiting for her to
be 100%
honest.
Because that's one of those builds that they stay underneath the radar. You know, and they just don't like leaving the area for shows.
That could blow up on the internet.
You know what I mean? That type of car can definitely blow up and get the love it deserves. Because, you know, I like it. I've seen it for years. You saw it, you know, when you first started showing it and you fell in love with it.
I still think about it. Randomly.
You know what I mean? And it's a car that I still say to this day is underneath the radar and it deserves so much more love.
Spooky
Riders.
Not that
it's saying
that's who she is, Spooky Riders.
Yeah, Spooky Riders. But again, they're another old crew. But it's one of those things. You know, you stay showing. These guys were showing with no leader, no nothing. And I'll never forget. We're all just hanging out. I was like, yo, well, where's your guy at? He's like, oh, no, dude, we've been showing just like us. Just because we're like, you know, it's like a repeat. It's just like work. You just get up and go. We all meet up at the same spot and we go. But there's no, like, nothing. And I'll never forget joking. I was like, well, all right, welcome aboard, pussies. And they all just looked at each other like, all right. I remember they all just grabbed their cars and they parked in our lineup. And they took off all their banners. That's fucking and they were writing all on their papers. No, C4. And it's just like everybody that did know us, like all the old school judges or whatever, they're like, I knew it was only a matter of time, you know, joking around. Because there's, you know, you gravitate who the people that you're close to and that you know. It may be from a different crew. But if there's nothing else to keep the name alive, you know, that's what happens. But again, same thing happens of two teams hanging out all the time. One will merge with the other one. It always happens. That always happens. Again, sometimes it happens for the better. Sometimes it happens for the fucking complete nightmare.
You know what I'm thinking to myself?
What?
I regret not inviting Elmo to that photo shoot.
I mean, there'll always be other photo shoots anyway, so...
We should interview her.
So, I mean, it would be fun. I think it would be fun to get her...
Because, ready for this? She
her take on it.
Counts as a sexy spec car.
Yeah, she 100% falls under that quote-unquote old new trend.
That's exactly what it is. The old new
it's
trend.
It's an old new trend.
Because that is just like your early 2000s, late 90s kind of build.
And you know what? Whoever...
Just her fitment is popping.
Whoever created or thought of that hashtag as a quote-unquote new thing... One, you know,
good on you.
Two, thank you. Just a simple hat tilt of a thank you. Why? Because me personally, man, we've said this, you know, off air. You know, you go to these shows and you're just like, It's fucking traffic.
I was so scared of what the fuck you're going to say. We said it off air. I was like, oh my God, he's going to go for somebody. He's going right now.
No. I'm not going to. I don't throw people under the bus.
You don't throw jabs.
I don't throw jabs.
I talk shit.
Yes, you do it. I don't. We both know of 4 or 5 cars that we can think of off the top of our head that are just like, why are you here? Not for saying that our shit is top shit. I never say that to begin
Speak
with.
Speak for yourself. I'm a top quality build.
No, fuck you. You nigga, humble. Come the fuck back down to earth.
I'm not all the way there yet.
Yeah, but relax. But you know what I mean. If you're going to go to a show and you're going to compete.
You want
to
see our quality
you
shit.
You want to see quality shit to compete.
Well, all right, so...
You know, I'm not even talking about our classes. I'm just talking about in general. Why? Because it makes the hobby look better.
I'm going to localize it.
Okay, go.
Think of all the other Zs that you see at shows.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them are on stock suspension? How many of them are on stock wheels? How many of them do a fucking two-tone wrap? Or...
I'll do you one better, and I'll fill in the blanks in your sentence. When you showed me the pictures of the famous Z Nationals that you fucking went to...
How many of them were fucking stock bodies almost?
3 looked awesome.
3. Was I one of them?
Yes, obviously, stupid. But you know what I mean? 3 Zs I looked at and they're like, wow, nice. Like, okay, that's what I'm talking about. But the rest, not to, you know, throw them over, you know, underneath.
Basura!
No, I'm not going to throw them in the mud either. But
I will.
You think of this. Okay, perfect example. I'm not a Z guy. I'm not a Z guy. I don't own a Z. I know Z's, the Z platform, because of you, because of Kermit, and talking to you guys and everything
else. You could be a Z guy, but you haven't went and got the yellow one yet. And you know I will run your dick into the dirt every show.
My point is, you guys were talking about the famous Z Nationals. Me, as an outsider looking in, you're like, holy shit, this is like a SEMA thing.
Yeah.
Why? Because we think of SEMA as the same shit.
Exclusivity.
You know what I mean? We see the bigger picture of like, wow, you know, that type of shit. So when you show me the pictures, you can see how the balloon gets popped.
To be
if
fair.
If that makes a better sense.
To be fair. Remember that tri-state show I won? Connecticut, Jersey, PA?
Wait, which one was that? The one that you drove to West Bumblefuck and you were in the parking lot and you beat everybody that was stuck?
They weren't stock.
You beat everybody that was stock, and I will say that again.
I'll say it out loud.
I will also say it out loud.
Hold on. Louder. Yeah. Rick's BMW was there.
What the fuck does that to have?
Bagged, motor work, blah, 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 blah.
Kid. Okay. Custom paint, custom carbon.
No. It's hard to compare to me. I'm not comparing to me.
No, I'm comparing you.
They had a 1,200 horsepower STI there.
With anything else done aside from motor work?
Wide body. That's Jared.
You're so stupid. Listen,
They had hitters.
Okay, but still me, with the pictures I saw, yeah, I can see how you won best of show.
But again, you put
And me that's this, outside looking in.
You put me in this mindset where it all has to be clean and neat and profiled.
Yeah, I've never even done that. Not just to you, just to anybody that like I talk to or anybody that even gets remotely interested in this hobby or wants to join the team or whatever the fucking case may be. I just do it because that's how I got brought up in the sense of cars. Why? Because I was going to these car shows and you saw at the time, those heavy hitters and those guys that were spanking and those guys that were winning money and trophies and sponsorships and everything, you know, cleaning their cars for three, 4 hours. You know, taking off their sneakers before they got in to move it, or taping up the front ends when they were driving far.
Yeah, and that doesn't always work.
Yeah, no, it works. It's always worked for me.
Unless you go through the rain.
You're just special ed. You're just special ed, and you're just like, nah.
Have you seen my baseball?
Yeah, no, God. Your mom definitely dropped you. Yeah, when you were a kid.
I fell off a couch once.
So, I totally believe it. But again, it's one of those things that when you see that, and you're like the newbie, you're wet behind the ears, and you're going to these shows, you know, not that you're looking up to them or whatever, but you see the recipes that are working for them.
Yeah, but nobody had the framework that you taught me. Make sure everything is fucking spotless.
Why? Because I have learned that throughout the years the hard way. I've forgotten to clean shit. And then, you know, the famous white glove would happen. And I would damn the whole world and the fucking mother that brought me into this planet. Because I was like, why did I forget to clean that fender well? You bastards. Fuck you, mom. Fuck you, dad. Fuck everybody. That's I hate the world.
So bad.
And it's so stupid when you think about it, but it makes total sense because, again, the mindset that I'm in is the old time frame of shows, like the hardcore competing, that it did come down to that. Like sometimes the points were neck and neck to the point that the car that was cleaner literally was the one that ended up winning because they would come back. They'll be confused. There'll be a tiebreaker. So that's when everybody started getting the gloves out. People will go through the wheels. Fuck, both of these guys are clean. All right, door jams. Both of them are clean. Inside the handles, damn, they're both clean. Engine bay, one will go like that, black. The other one will go like that, less black.
Oh.
Guess who won?
Less black. That's racist.
But you know what I mean? That's the mindset. So you would see that, you know, and you're like, holy shit, I really got to step it up. Because at that time frame, it was either you go in to this hobby swinging.
Or you get washed.
Or you get lost in time and nobody's going to remember you or your car. You know what I mean? So that's, so again, so the whoever got creative and decided to bring this back, thank you. Because hopefully the hashtag inspires people.
And it'll start trending.
And it'll start trending. And then people will be like, you know what? I can do that better. Is that a whole front clip? I think I could do the back end too. And that's when you're going to start seeing the rush of like, holy shit, cars come out.
I don't know why you're giving me the vibe of the the Mercedes with the Honda.
All day.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. All day.
Elaborate.
Not too long ago on Facebook Marketplace, one of the old school OGs, personally wasn't in the team, but we knew him, you know, by car type thing. Not too long ago, just posted the car up for sale on Marketplace. To be honest, I don't know if it sold or not. But it was a Honda
Civic.
It was a Honda Civic four-door, to give you an idea, 96, 98 body style. Complete front end of a
CLK.
A CLK. And the back end...
SL.
Of an SL, thank you. Custom paint, custom crazy wide body. You know, the stance was not there because it still had the old wheels.
Which, to be fair, in today's world, if he was to get the right fitment, he could blow up on the internet.
Yep.
And hold on. I just want to put an asterisk on something. Blowing up on the internet does not make you fucking end all, beat all.
No, and for the love of God. Granted, that has helped.
Trophies do you, cocksuckers.
Not even the fucking trophies. But it's one of those things that, you know, it's becoming easier for companies to easily go into your IG if you have an IG for your car.
Yeah.
And just be like, all right, you have X amount of followers, right? So that means if I give you a free supercharger kit, argument's sake,
these 5,000,
you know, we're losing
potential clients. We'll see it.
We're losing 5K because we're gonna give it to this guy in hopes of, you know, some turnaround. But if you have 100,000+ followers, you know, a $200 pulley over here, maybe somebody will get stage one supercharger, and that's like, you know, $1,500. You know, in a year they'll make their money back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That, or they'll gain more followers and maybe they will end up getting more stuff. Back then, it really was the Wild West in the sense of, there was no social media.
Which blows my mind.
So you had to, like, work and you had to, like, show names. Like, say, for example, the whole team was sponsored for a few years for
the Hawk
Performance.
For the brake pads.
And when it came to getting the team then sponsored by Valvoline, for all my OGs, you know exactly what I'm talking about, Team Sin Power. Yes, I still have my fucking shirt. For motor oil, okay? You will talk to the heads of these departments, and they'll be like, so I see you're sponsored by, like, you know, Hawk Performance. I go, yes, sir. He goes, who's the name of the guy you talk to? Because then they would physically go, hey,
what's his people like?
Are these for real? And then they'll be like, yeah, no, they're good. And then he'll be like, okay, we'll work with you. Like a job reference. They will fucking call your previous. Yeah. That's the way it used to be. Okay. to grab sponsors. And if you didn't miss, like, if let's say you need, they needed you for 3-4 shows.
See, this is bullshit. Because now
you did one.
Hold on. Now in today's market, I have to pay for everything I got. I asked fucking let's hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me slow down here because I'm getting worked up. Let's use juniors as an example. This guy does everything I don't want to do with my car.
Okay.
What did he pay for on the car? Ni pinga.
Mm-hmm.
But getting a sticker out of somebody, just say, yo, the work came out of here? Absolutely not. This is a show car.
I'll tell you that. I'll tell you why a lot of people do that, or a lot of shops, you know.
Won't put their name on show cars?
Yeah, why they do that. I'll get into that. But to get it, you know, to get back into this, there was no, hey, no, I'll take your follow count, and then, you know, I can see you get a lot of likes on your posts, or you're pretty viral on TikTok or not. No, bro, this is all now. This is all now. Back then, it was like references. Like, and if you were lying, you were like on the blacklist. You were banned from like any company really in the car show world. So you really like were had to be on point and be like, no, I'm really sponsored by like Cal Performance, or Street Glow is giving us a partial discount, you know, and stuff like that. And then motherfuckers were like, if they're really into your crew or your car, they'll walk around and they'll ask, yo, the guy over there in that car, is that for real? Is they really 20% or full ride or whatever? Then they'll be like, yeah. They'll be like, yo, is he punctual? Because, yeah, he's come to every show we've called him for. Okay, great. Thank you. At the end of the show, he'll come back and be like, hey, contract.
Sign this.
Let's talk. That's the way it used to be.
To be honest, I don't need anybody for a contract. What I really need to find?
No, it's one of those things.
One shop willing to build a motor for me.
Which, again, it can easily happen.
I'd pay for parts. I just need them to fucking make sure it runs at the horsepower I need it.
It's become one of those things that...
Like, look at Kermit. He built that block, and he's getting fucking burnt by this other shop. I'm not going to say RZG's name, but...
What the fuck?
The fucking...
Okay.
Come on. There's no way it shouldn't have been done. But the lady and the guy there, they're going, you know, they're having a baby, whatever, so on and so forth. But that car should have been done. It's hard to trust these shops nowadays.
It comes down to, and it falls into the same department as like body shops. Hell, we were talking about this not too long ago. You know what I mean? And it just is what it is. This day and age, for me personally.
Young kids suck. Go ahead, say it out loud.
I'll throw myself in this. The only things I want to get sponsored for is, honest to God, the dumb annoying shit. And what I mean by that is I go through batteries like me drinking water.
Well, yeah, you let your car sit all year.
You know what I mean? And even though they're disconnected, but they only hold on for so long power. So, yeah, you know what? It gets annoying, a $150 battery every so often.
Every time you want to drive it.
You know what I mean? And it's not just like one car I'm worried about. It's fucking blue, 12, shadow, red, CTS.
13.
You know what I mean? Like the old caddies. Before you know it, it's like a G in batteries, blinking an eye.
In a season.
In a fucking season for fucking eating shit. So you know what I mean? That's why I'm like, you know what? No, I want batteries. Like, it's the dumbest thing in the world. People are like, no, I want a supercharger. I want air ride. The other one's like, nah, I want a house of color to sponsor my paint job because I'm doing crazy body work. No, fuck you guys. I'll be happy with an air freshener. Just give me batteries. I mean, granted, I can't, you know, knock on wood. I have Optima batteries sponsored. Thank you, by the way, guys, for 2024. And I have Kinetic batteries, also 2024.
Full sponsorship or partial?
No, full. I got batteries. I got batteries. I got batteries lined up for my cars. Like, I have nothing to worry about.
When'd you do this?
Like 3 months ago.
And you didn't say shit to me?
Hey, it's been working.
Piece of garbage.
Literally been working.
What kind of a friend are you?
It's one of those things, bro. The chance arises itself, and I jump in and I shoot the shit.
Selfish
dick. But now I don't have to worry about fucking batteries, at least for a year.
You got me one.
Next year, let's see what happens. What happened? What?
I want to pass a fart on the podcast because you.
You won't do it, pussy. Oh my God, that actually came out on audio. Oh, I'm keeping
fuck
it on
this
there.
Podcast.
Enjoy that, guys. That was all for you.
I can't believe you. For real, for real?
Yeah, Optima batteries.
How come you didn't say shit to me?
Because it was just one of those things. It just happened quick.
Piece of garbage. Shot it.
Because they were looking for one more car, and it needed to be, quote-unquote, extravagant.
No.
And actually, I have to, like, yo, Nick, OGs from the team, they're the ones that actually put me onto it. So now he's the one that started tagging me on Facebook. And
here's my other question to you. Do you have to have any obligations to them?
Yes and no. As of now, it's very
vague.
Vague. As long as I do shows and I'm posting online at the events that I'm going to and I tag them. See how easy it's gone? That's my point. It's pretty fucking easy.
Well, guys, welcome. Catch you later.
You know what I mean? Like, so unless something big really happens that they have a booth spot for like X number of cars, that's a different ballgame. Like before McGuire's like threw us all away.
Well, no, they didn't throw us away.
They kept us. They're keeping us in limbo until they decide on whether they want to sponsor cars again in the near future.
Because
the one asshole complaining about the bottle that he never received. Yes, yes, I'm gonna fucking kick him in the dick too. But anyway, they would send out an email, be like, "Hey guys, we'll be in Carlisle for GM Nationals. We need, you know, 10 GM cars. Send us your images and your full names with your membership numbers. Blah blah blah." So you have to quickly, you know, yo, count me in. This is a picture, blah, 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 and send it in. And, you know, that's the way it would work for, like, bigger sponsorships like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, with these guys, as long as I'm going to events and I tag them, I'm fine.
Hmm.
I know now they're still doing half off, like 50% off all their batteries. Sponsorship ride and 20% off, depending on quote unquote how many mods you have. Whatever. But again, me personally, I'm happy with batteries. I'm just like fucking thrilled about batteries. I swear to God.
I need to find somebody to build my motor.
So, I mean, granted, your car has what it takes to easily
fit into that.
Find a shop. That's my entire premise of this, is that you have what it takes to find the shop. Because your car's wild enough. Now, to answer your question that you asked me before, why the fuck nobody wants to put their name on a car? I'll tell you why. It's not because of you. It's not because of your car. It's about all the fuck boys and all the fuck girls that are going to look at your car, are going to see your picture, and are going to bring their duct taped bumper onto their fucking shop because they want to get a tune done.
You want to laugh?
What?
You know how many automatic VQ platforms have went to Junior and said, "Hey, I heard Anthony's burble tune and I seen his flames. Can you do it?" And he's like, Absolutely not. I don't trust you with that. He trusted me.
It's a different thing, and that's already so many different things. You know, you're from like years of going there. You know, you build the friendship, and then from there, you know, the character shows out. So, you know, as a shop owner, you're like, okay, you're really not going to be a fucking liability to me. Because if you do a fucking tune wrong, you set somebody's fucking car on fire in front of you, then, you know, you become a bitch, be like, no, he's the one that did it for me.
I've already fucking made, let me not say that out loud. But
you know what I mean? But that, in that sense, yeah, I can totally get it. Because, it's not even because of you. It's not even because of the car. It's because of everybody else that's a fucking retard behind you that's going to see the car, see the tune, or, you know what I mean, or talk to you a little bit, and is going to want to bring their clapped-out car over there to get something done.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's not even worth the money. Hold which, up. Again, understand. I can understand where he's coming from in that sense.
Okay.
And he's like, no, fucking logos, I'll fucking kill you myself.
Yeah, basically.
Because they don't he just doesn't want to deal with it. Because you understand the tune. You know where to do it, where not to do it. You think everybody else has kind of like the same common sense?
I fucking hope so.
You're really hopeful. You're really hopeful.
But that's to say, ready for this? The reason why nobody would build my motor is because they know I'd fucking bust ass and it'd be on Instagram. And then they'd get looked at like, you gave this asshole a 1,400 horsepower motor. Why would you do that?
No. Look at a Audi.
Name one time he's been on Instagram for his races recently.
He is a different breed completely. Because what he builds is for him to surprise people with. But again, talking about shops willing to put their name on it and willing to back it up and like build a crazy motor. That's why I said I'm Audi.
Yeah.
Because end of the day, the boy is pushing some crazy fucking numbers.
I mean, he's pushing crazy numbers for his platform.
Exactly, yes. Which, you know, not going to get into it.
Do you know the real number or no?
I know his real number. And for that platform,
Three digits or four digits?
Depends on the tune. It depends on the guess. Go on.
Okay, so is he up to four digits?
Mm-hmm.
You already fucked up. You see, now you're going to have to delete this fucking episode.
You're gonna wake up. You don't know the number. It can be three zeros and a one. It can be reverse. It can be negative. It can be negative horsepower.
You're going to open your eyes in the middle of the night. He's going to be sitting on your chest with a snub nose pressed against your forehead.
But again, it becomes one of those things that you can easily find a shop to put their name, the money where their mouth is, and build a stupid motor. Granted, now the aspect of...
They all want to get paid for it.
Yeah, but also another thing is...
Back in the day, was that a thing? Finding somebody to build your motor for a sponsorship?
Yeah, 100%. 100%, I saw that happen. I saw that happen a lot. Or in the terms of... I knew actually one guy now that builds some crazy cars and crazy motors, Chris Kapp. All my OGs will know the name already. He builds some crazy fucking cars. Yeah, I think he was the first one, if I'm not mistaken, to pull off an all-wheel drive Civic Si.
Yeah.
Fully turbo, 9 seconds all day with his eyes closed.
Well, I don't think he's driving it down the track with his eyes
closed. Well, you know what the fuck I mean. He did it very easily.
Oh, no, he's on the newbies.
But again, my point is, it was easy back then in that sense because you would have the proof of all the parts you were building up.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't just like, oh, you just went to, like, you know, eBay and just bought, you know, piston rings. You went to the shop that made, like, really race-proven, will stand the test of time, you know, pistons.
Yeah.
That's my point. And you would go to the shop and be like, I have all this. I need you to put all that in here. And I will put your shop's name on my windshield. I show here, I show there. I've been in this magazine. And you'll bring the physical magazine and be like, see, I was in this issue. Because back then, it was what you said is what you had to show.
But you weren't going to them like with no hate on any of the magazines today that are mostly internet-based.
No. That now but is you wouldn't such a do different...
those kinds of things. You'd show up to with them shit like Super Street and...
No, those cars would have been on Super Street. They would have gotten like half a page or a full page. If you got cover in Super Street back then, poof! Everybody was dropping their pants. Be like, you can insert in all our booty holes.
That's fucked.
No spit. Like, they were fucking giving you the world. To a certain degree, it's semi-still like that. If you make cover on one of these top magazines.
To be fair, I'm still upset with PazMag.
Eh. It sucks.
I submitted.
It sucks. And they still never got back?
No.
I mean, I would try again.
No, fuck that.
No, honestly, I would try again just because, you know how many fucking car submissions they probably go through?
Oh, Randy's not there no more. It's,
Yeah, no, not our old guy, no. I wish. The new guy, like I said, I never met him. The old one, I had the years. Years beyond years. Because he started showing and competing, and then he just kind of started enjoying the editorial side of it. And that's how, you know, he quickly changed over. But to go back to these, you know, a little bit about everything. These fucking magazines now, yeah, it's cool. You know, it's credit. But still, nothing's the same joy as, you know, picking up a hard copy that you see at a store and flipping the pages.
Next to the Starbucks, got it.
Yeah. Like I said, nobody will ever be able to take that fucking joy from me. Because, you know, when Blue made it to S3, it was like a whole team thing. We all went to the Barnes & Nobles. And everybody was just like fucking going crazy because, you know, a car from the team made it on a national magazine. And then little by little, the other guy started, Tuno Battleground started like becoming a thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, more cars from the team started. That's what I was going to get to now, that my opinion would be start in Tuner Battlegrounds when it starts up again.
Eddie always jumps in and I feel guilty.
Eddie jumps in, but it's just like whatever at this rate.
Eventually I'm going to have to go against him.
And who cares? And
the I do. I want Eddie to win.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that's coordinated. I've always said it. As if we all do it, let's all sync up and do it. Like, okay, you got this season. Okay, I got the next one.
We should all go in and just see who wins. And even if we win, it's still a C4 car.
It's still a C4 car. That's my personal point of it all. Because at the end of the day, you know, one wins, we all win.
Yeah, but then you get these assholes with 28,000 followers.
It's the name of the game that we have to get adjusted to now. That's what sucks. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. But I don't know. With magazines, like I said, nothing still beats the going to an actual store and picking up that copy and seeing your shit there. It's cool online. Don't get me wrong. It's still cool. All these online and digital platforms. I get it. It's cool. Not going to knock it. Publicity is publicity in one way, shape, or form. It's just personally me, I do get more of a thrill when you pick up the hardcore copy and you flip that page and it's your car on it. Whether it's like a half a shot or like you submitted the car for like a submitted ride type thing.
Yeah.
But if they still picked it, that's somebody that still looked at it and goes, yeah, that's going to be cool there. And that's what you want personally.
Yeah.
Again, I can be wrong for anybody else's train of thought, but me, that just means, you know what? Somebody high up somewhere out there figured this was cool and can make it into a magazine. So there's hope. And you can build on that. That's, you know, my two cents on the whole fucking thing.
It's nice to see that this is coming back around.
So again, to whoever thought of it, just a simple thank you, because hopefully, maybe not in this season, but in two seasons from now, you know, the shit that we're going to see at these fucking shows.
Maybe I'll have some real fucking competitors in a Nissan class.
I was waiting for it. I'll be honest, I was waiting for it.
I don't have to worry about a fucking Neon Green.
Yeah, because I'll be honest, like I said, not to knock anybody's car, because I'm not like that at all. And, you know.
You're full of shit.
No, I'm really not. Like, we can
Peeps.
We can have some fun and, hold on, wait, and let bullshit.
Don't talk over me. I want people to know that you do make fun of cars when we see them.
Yeah, all the fucking time. All the fucking time.
But you would never do it on this thing.
No, never. You know, I'm not like that.
But you see, I am who I am 100%.
Me, the thing is, why am I going to embarrass somebody or make fun of somebody's shit? If it's just us, it's like, I'm pretty sure that happens to us on the other side of the fence.
Oh, other people will constantly look at our shit
and just be like, what the fuck? Just, you know, burn it.
I threw my car on Reddit just to get roasted.
Yeah, and you know what? You got good feedback.
I got more good than bad.
You got more good than bad, and that's a good thing. But that's my point. My premise is the good old fashioned, if it ain't nice, why am I going to say it? You know what I mean?
You have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
Why am I going to like hurt somebody's feelings? Because end of the day, doing that out loud, whether it's Keyboard Warriors on fucking IG or on TikTok or just verbally in person, that's one less car we lose in the hobby. Because end of the day, we all started corny.
What?
We all started corny. Who? We all started with corny mods.
What was mine?
Yeah. Bro, you a silver car with red wheels. Uh-huh. Fuck, what are we talking about? And a gold banner, because I just added on to the fucking Skittles look.
Thanks a lot.
I'm here for you all day. But that's my point. We all started with baby mods that we were stupidly excited about. But look where we are now. I think granted, we're never done, but you know what I mean.
I think I'm going to do my wheels in white.
And you know what? It wouldn't even be bad. Personally, I would reverse the entire thing. I would do your white face on the wheels and do gold calipers.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
So that's just my two cents, because I think that will tie in a little bit better everything.
Ian said that.
Oh, okay.
Get rid of that. Why
the fuck? Well, yeah, he was a lot more
verbal.
He was a lot more verbal. That, burn it. Get rid of it. Change it. Don't want to see that next year. He was very
verbal.
Verbal.
Does he listen to us?
I'm not sure, to be honest, but if you do, hey Ian, I'll see you in a few months.
Chubby little bastard.
Can't wait for you to pick on him again. I'm going to record it all this time.
This time I'm going to hit you with the car. No, I'm not going to do that. I like my car.
But, you know, it's one of those things that hopefully this is the path to, like, the stories I've been telling you.
Going in the right direction.
And all the new guys that come into the team and stuff that I've seen and everything else. I hope this is the, you know, the trend that slowly but surely. Because honestly, what, two seasons ago, underbody neons were corny. Underbody lighting was like gay as shit.
And now?
And now, like, everybody has it.
And if you don't have it, you're not cool.
And now you're not cool if you don't have it. So that's why I'm kind of hoping that seeing this trend, I'm like, well, maybe there's a chance that, you know, we inspire the ones that aren't, are like staying timid with their cars and really be like, nah, fuck that.
I'm doing it.
If he can do that, I can go crazier. Because that makes a better hobby. That makes better competition. Because that will put the itch in your asshole like it was for years for all of us. For the love of God, even in our own team, I was doing it. I've said the story before with actual Henry and my old VP because they had the same car. So I would talk shit to each one of them when they weren't looking. I'd be like, yo, Hen, yo, Tony say he's going to spank you in the next one, bro. If he listens, he's going to laugh. He's going to text me. He's like, fuck off, because I remember you made me spend so much money. And then I'll turn around and be like, yo, Tony, Henry said, you a bitch, bro. You ain't going to touch him in the next one. And they were fucking going apeshit on eBay with parts that you wouldn't believe. But you know what? I don't regret it one bit in the sense that end of the day,
you ruined Tony's credit score. No, I'm kidding.
Tony ended up with the wildest fucking neon with a G37 back end to it.
Which we've never seen till this day.
Still waiting for it, people.
G35. I'll do that.
No, G37.
You sure it's a G37?
G37 taillights. On a neon. Evil front bumper. On 20s. Rubber band tires. 4 racing seats. Matching front and back. Custom metal console, all diamond plated. And he ripped out his top dash of the neon. And he color matched it to House of Color fucking gold with gold flake. And then regretted it when he had to drive on the fucking highway with a sunny day because it would just blind him. He would have to drive with a towel on the dash. He learned that the hard way.
Did he ever beat out
SRT4s all day with his eyes closed?
That's not impressive. I beat out a GTR.
No. You got to remember the era. You know what I mean? You got to remember the era that we were in. SRT4s were first coming out. So everybody was going for the turboed out fucking front-wheel drive neon.
Yeah.
And doing those things crazy and maxing out horsepowers on those stupid things. And this guy being a little four-banger, eating them and shitting them out. And the other one, crazy fade paint job, all the Euro export lights you can imagine on Henry's neon with Lamborghini front doors.
How come he didn't do Lamborghini back doors?
Yeah, because it wasn't a thing back then.
Meh.
End of the day, you were still pulling off, you know, carbon fenders, carbon hood. Henry pulled it off.
Carbon bumper?
Yeah. Evil. I'll show you the old bumpers. I'll show you the old bumpers. They were the Evil style bumper, the Evil 5 style bumpers, the rally ones with the big humongous fog lights.
That should be a requirement for the team.
You know what I mean?
Carbon but fiber front end.
End of the day, I don't regret it because I ended up pushing them so hard for friendly competition back and forth that when it came for both of them going in the same thing, people would walk and see the car and be like, yeah, fuck out of here, if they were in the Dodge class. Because they were taking it. Whether it was him, whether it was Henry. One or the other was coming home with first or second, but it was locked. There was no wiggle room for anybody else to get in there. And it was like that, bro, for years. Fucking years. To the point that people were fed up when they saw them both roll up to the shows. Because that's how good it, that's why I don't regret it. Because I helped push them to really come out with the best of the best of the best.
All right, let me ask you something.
What?
Aside from blue,
mm-hmm.
I think red to an extent. How many other cars are in our clique where you think people get pissed off to see them show up to a show? I think Eddie's is one of them for Ford.
Eddie's 100% one of them.
For Ford? Absolutely. If there's a 100%. Ford class.
just because one, and we've seen it, and we've seen this happen to him, you know, in front of us. Nobody even knows what the fucking car is, which I find to this day hysterical. Amazing. Amazing.
Fully fiberglass enclosed trunk.
One guy was like, oh, is that a Supra? But no, that's weird for a Supra, because, you know, the Supra back.
Taillights.
But he'll look at the front and be like, MR2? Look where people's minds go. Then they'll look at the side and be like, nah, it's too long for an MR2. Yo, bro, what is this? And you just see the smirk. You always see the smirk on Eddie's face. Ford probe. A Ford what? That's what always the next following thing that happens from that line to a T. But it's one of those things. Yeah. Can you imagine once he redoes the car and just cleans up everything?
Oh, it's going to piss somebody off.
I don't give a fuck what 5.0 you got.
Not for anything.
And he's going to kill it.
I think if there was a wild
class. And he's spanking now.
I think if there was a wild class, he'd give you a hard time.
We've been in wild class together.
No, I mean, if he gets the car repainted and you bring out blue.
We've been in wild class together. You got to remember, I've been showing with Eddie before Eddie had the cracks in the fucking paint job, my guy.
My question to you is, how do you stack up point-wise?
We've never had the chance to land in it the same thing together. We've landed in wild.
Wild sedan, wild coupe.
But it's always been wild four-door and wild two-door. It's never been just wild. Never.
Well, I got thrown into one of those fucked up classes. What was the class I was in?
Fuck, I don't remember now.
It was something open.
Oh, it was, yeah. It was like a wild class. Actually, yeah, it was actually a wild class. But it was like an open wild class. So anything from, you know, you could have gone against the fucking first original car, a Ford Model T.
Yeah, but I went against two fucking Suzuki Samurais and X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. It's one of those things. That is good on one end, stupid in the other. I've always said that. I've never... Cool because, you know, if you place on anything, you know, pat yourself on the back.
Good on us.
Shitty because those things aren't even remotely in your class. Or they'll have a completely different take on the build or a completely different taste of what you did to your car. You know what I mean? It's not like you're close in like
similarities,
both white bodies, both candy paint jobs.
Both JDM.
Or both JDM. Because then you can be like, okay, you know what? We're both in JDM. So there's mentally, there's like an argument makes sense.
Yeah.
But when you're in a completely different fucking thing, that's where you can be like, what the fuck? But in the other end, of, you know, the other side of the coin, they do put you up against shit like that, and you do happen to place. That's a win. Whether second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever the fucking classes they got. Mentally, that's a first place for me all day.
Such bullshit.
Because you went up against a completely different take, a completely different again, look, a completely different taste.
I'm not doing that show again next year.
That's fine. You don't want to do that show? You don't have to do that show next year. It's fine.
But what I will tell you is, the show 2 days after, Freaks at Night,
Creatures of the Night, you mean?
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay, if you're willing. You want to drive the fucking 3 hours.
I go out there with you guys, get a hotel for a couple days, and then show.
I mean, with a big group of cars, I'll do it. Me and fucking Vin did that show, and we're like, never fucking again.
That bad?
That was horrible. Horrendous. Judging? I can only hope it's better now. What happened?
Judging?
Complete fucking shit show. Complete fucking shit show. But it was the same argument that we've talked about in the past. Cars that won had no door panels. And I'm not even saying that as a joke. Literally, cars that won were not finished. That's a better way of putting it.
So silly.
So, you know, you're like, you know, it comes out to the same thing. Money, the drive, you woke up at X time, you spent this much, you risked driving there. Because at the end of the day, it's a risk for anything. So when you weigh it to an unfinished car winning something,
it's shitty.
You're just like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It kind of like kills the vibe,
sucks the air out of you.
It does suck the air out of you. That's what I said, but it's happened to everyone. I've always said that, and I'll continue saying it to everybody. That's always happened to everyone in general, and especially in this car game. Oh, poof, we're perfect. We're like in an hour.
All right, let's wrap this up.
So what do you think? What did you say you wanted the poll question to be? You forgot to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cool. All right. No poll question for this year. It is the last episode of 2023. So I do want to wish everybody an awesome new year. Have a great one, guys. Don't go out partying too hard. Don't drink too much. And yeah, hopefully the...
Wait a minute.
What? I was in a mood, bro.
No shot this is the last episode.
Yeah.
You're shitting me.
Yeah. New Year's is the weekend. What the fuck? We come back and it's 2024. Quite literally.
Of 2023. You asshole. Goodbye.
What the fuck? But yes, have an awesome New Year's, guys. Yeah. Spend it with your loved ones. Have a great one.
Drive safe.
Drive safe. Don't do anything crazy. We hope to see all your beautiful faces for 2024. And yeah, that's pretty much about it. As always, my friends, keep it custom because life's way too short to stay stock.
Later, baby.